My name is Issam Al-Hadi. In this interview, we will be talking to Muhammad. This interview is recorded at her house in Ocala, Florida, at 10:30 a.m. Saturday, July 20, 2011. This interview is part of the ERP Immigrants Oral History Project of the University of Florida Digital Library Collection. Question. Welcome, O Muhammad. Answer. Welcome. Question. How are you doing today? Answer. Thanks be to God, I'm fine. Question. Let us start by asking for some personal data, such as your name in full and place of birth. My name is Salwa Khalid Jabbar. Spelling. Salwa, S-A-L-W-A. Middle name Khalid, spells K-H-A-L-I-D, and last name Jabbar, spells J-A-B-B-A-R. I was born in Albira, spells A-L-B-E-E-R-A. In Palestine. I have been living here for 22 years. I got married 25 years ago. This coming August will be my 25th anniversary. I have 8 children, 7 girls and 1 boy. Question. Can you tell us their names? Answer. My older daughter is named Layali, spells L-A-Y-A-L-E-E, followed by Karima, spells K-A-R-I-M-A, then Lena, spells L-I-N-A, then Muhammad, spells M-O-H-A-M-E-D, then Hanan, spells H-A-N-A-N, and Nada, spells N-A-D-A, and Sirin, spells S-E-R-R-E-N-E. Question, that means Muhammad is in the middle? Answer, Muhammad is the fourth child. He came after 3 girls and then followed by another 4 girls. Question. How old is your youngest daughter? Answer. The youngest one is 4 years old and the oldest one is 22. Question. How old is Muhammad? Answer. He is 16 years old. Question, is he in high school now? Answer, yes, he is promoted to 11th grade this coming year, and in 2 years he will graduate. Praise be to God. May God guard and protect them for you. Answer, thank you. Question, When did you come to America, Muhammad? Answer. My father used to live and work here, so I started to come here. Question. Where was he living? Answer. In Louisiana. After I finished school back home, I started to come here to see my father and my brothers, who were living with him and working also. He owned a business. He also started to go back home for a visit every 6 months. Whenever the school is closed for the summer break, my mother used to send me over here. I had a green card, which made it easier for me to come and leave. Question. That means your mother was back home? Answer. My mother didn't like it here. She came here when we were still young, but she did not like it here. She never spoke English or learned to drive. She did not like it here and decided to go back home and take me and my younger siblings with her. Question. Question interrupted. Answer. I finished high school back home. What school? Answer. High school. Then I went to a secretary school for 1 year. Question. Was this all in Albira? Answer. It was all in Albira. Then I got married and came over here. I started going to a nursing school because I wanted to be a nurse. Question. Was that here? Answer. No, not in Florida. We were still living in Louisiana. After that, I became pregnant, and for that reason, I deferred going to school. Children started to arrive before I started school. Question. Praise be to God. Answer. I decided to forget about school. Because children is important. Question. May God grant you health. Who of your family, brothers or sisters, living with you here in America? Answer. All my brothers are in Louisiana. I have 4 brothers who are all older than me, and they live in Louisiana. All boys, but I have 1 sister who is younger than me by 8 years. She lived here for a while, then she returned back home with her children. She is now back home. Question. Is she in Albira? Answer. Yes, she lives in Albira. Question. Does that mean all your family is in Albira? Answer. Yes, they are all there. I have 1 of my maternal uncles living in Louisiana, another one living in North Carolina, and another one lives back home. All my maternal aunts live here in the States, except 1 of them who lives back home. I have a total of 4 maternal aunts and 3 maternal uncles. Question. Mrs. Muhammad, I want to ask you about your relation with the Arab and Muslim women here in Ocala. How is it? Answer. Very good. We don't see each other quite often because every one of us is busy with one's life, work, and children. This makes it hard to see each other. We get the chance to meet each other when we go to the mosque, which is good. When there is a party, a graduation ceremony or wedding, we get together and meet. We get very pleased when we see each other. Question: is there a big number of Arab and Muslim women here? Answer: yes, thanks be to God. Question: are they all from different Arabic nationalities? Answer: yes, from different nationalities. We have Egyptians, Palestinians, and as said earlier, we also have Ghanaians, Moroccans, and Saudis. We have many of them. Question: when you don't get the chance to see each other, do you talk over the phone? Answer: yes, we talk to each other by phone. Now Ramadan is almost here, and that makes us talk to each other even more. We talk about what each one should be cooking when we plan to go and eat in the mosque. We help each other. Question: after coming here 22 years ago, how often do you go back to Palestine? Answer: we went 2 years ago. I took all the children and went there. They felt very happy there. I also went there 4 years before that last time. Yes, we go from time to time. It is expensive. Tickets are very expensive, and for a person with a big family like me will be even harder. We are planning to go next year, God willing. They like to go again. Now they are grown, which is less troubling from traveling with younger children. It is easier now when I accompany them. Hopefully next year I will take them. Layali, spells L-A-Y-A-L-E-E, went and lived back home for 2 years. Karima, spells K-A-R-I-M-A, lived there for 2 years. Lina, spells L-I-N-A, lived there for 1 year and a half. I sent them there to learn the language, and I also wanted them to learn about their religion. Their grandmother took them to Islamic school there, where they learned Quran and Arabic. Question: was this in Albira? Answer: yes, in Albira. The school director was my cousin. I took them there, but when the Intifada broke out, I panicked and asked my husband to go and get them back. Question: now, here at home, do your children talk Arabic or English? Answer: I try as much as possible to talk to them in Arabic, but it is very hard. Question: how do they communicate with each other? Answer: they don't talk to each other in Arabic. It is me who initiate talking in Arabic. They understand everything I say, but they answer back in English more than Arabic. Question: is this a problem to you? Answer: it is hard if they don't speak Arabic the way I and my husband do, because I want them to get married as I did from back home to somebody who speaks Arabic. It is natural that the groom's family will check on everything, including if the girl speaks Arabic and knows her religion and things of the like. This is why they must talk Arabic. Question. Good. Now, all your children are attending schools here. How do you see the school system here compared to back home when you where you studied? Answer. It is better here. Question. Why? Answer. Education here is better because you have more freedom to move forward compared to back home. You have more choices here to do whatever you want or whatever you want to study. Question. But isn't it a problem when you consider the boys and girls' social life here compared with their life back home? Answer. If you raise them correctly, according to the Quran, a religion, they will know. They will know what is right and what is wrong. Thanks be to God. I have 3 girls in the university and none of them has any problems so far. Question. What do they study? I know what is Layali doing. Okay, then answer. Then you know what is Layali doing. Karima has been accepted into nursing school. She wants to be a nurse. Question. Is that here? Answer. In CFCC. And Lena is now in CFCC and she is doing psychology. Question. What is Muhammad doing? Answer. Muhammad doesn't know what he wants to do. He's driving me crazy. I ask him what he wants to do and his answer is that I don't know. Question. It is still early for him. Answer. Yes, he still has another 2 years, so it is not urgent now. We still have time, I guess. Question. How do you see your children's relations with their peers and friends? Are you aware of the relations? I know that Arab and Muslim parents are always worried about their children's relationships. Answer. I don't like my children to go out a lot. Before they make friends, they have to bring them here so I can see who they are. I know all the Arab and American friends of my daughters. They come here and I know their families. I don't let my children to go with friends that I don't know their families. This is the same with my son who doesn't have too many American friends. His friends are mostly Arabs and Muslims. O Muhammad, what do you think America has given you? And what has it taken away from you? Answer. It is hard to be living abroad. I did not realize this until I came to live here. Not seeing your family is hard. This is why I usually take my children and go to visit their grandparents. Both of my parents have passed away None of them has seen my children. This is what it took away from me. Living abroad is hard. Over there, back home, when you are walking on the street, you will find somebody who will at least greet you. This doesn't happen here. In regards to what it has given me, it gave me opportunities. It gave opportunities to my children and to my husband and to all of us to grow and to do whatever we wanted. If we continue to be living back home, we would not have the chance to achieve what we have done here. Question. Now, apparently you talk Arabic and English very well. Do you speak any other languages? Answer. No, I only speak Arabic and English. Question. Have you been to any country other than America and Palestine? Answer. No, these are the only two countries that I have been to. Question. When you go to Palestine, do you fly directly to Palestine or do you go through Jordan? Answer. I go through the Jewish state. I used to have an Israeli ID before I got married. When I came to America, I had to go back to renew my ID. I found this difficult because I have to do it every year. It is very troubling, and the Jews make too many difficulties to get this done. I lost my ID, but I still have its number, which makes it possible for me to apply for a replacement anytime I want. Question. Do you travel with your American passport? Yes. Answer. Yes, I have an American passport. Question. Do you have any problem going there anytime you want? Answer. Yes, but I face a few problems when I get there with the Jews. They give me some troubles when I get to the airport, and they make more troubles when you are leaving the airport. Question. I want to go back to the subject of schools one more time. What do you think is the best thing about the school system here in America, given that all your children are having their education here? What do you think is the best thing about the education system here in America? Answer. In this country, they challenge the students more. My children go to magnet schools, but I am not aware of what happens in other public schools. I repeat again, it is more challenging. All my children again graduated from magnet schools, and those who are still in school, they still go to the same magnet school. Question. We talked about the social life of your children. Do you think that the education system impacts their social life? We know that the American society gives the children who reach high school space to socialize. Answer. My children tell me everything. There is nothing in this house called privacy. I have to know everything. I have to know where they are going. I have to know what they are doing. They even tell me what grades they get in school. For those who are in high school, I usually talk to their counselors if needed be. They let me come in and talk to them anytime I want. They call me on the phone if anything wrong happens. Here in the school, they have a system where they let you sign your name and email address, and they will contact you in case anything happens. For those who are in college, like Layali, she tells me and her dad about her grades, but it is hard for me to go and check on her grades at school. They won't let me. They are concerned about privacy. Question: do you have anything to do with what they want to study or don't want to study in the future? Answer: I try sometimes. Question: I know that most of the Arab parents want their children to get into specific fields. Answer: I tried. Me and my husband wanted Layali to get into the medical field. At UF, she took a number of science courses. 2 years into her study program, she decided that she wants to go into the law field. Question: what do you think about her desire to become a lawyer? Answer: it is very hard. We told her it is hard even before she signed the paperwork. Question: why do you think it is that hard? Answer: because of her commitment to Islamic dress. It is very difficult for a girl like her to become a lawyer in this country. Question: but there is a Muslim community in this country. Answer: I understand that, but I talk to many Muslims here whose sons and daughters graduated as lawyers. They told her it is very difficult for a Muslim girl who is committed to Islamic dress to become a lawyer. However, that is what she wants. Question: how about Karima? Answer: Karima wants to be a nurse. There will be no problem for her to get a job. Jobs in the medical field are available anytime, anywhere. Question: after they graduate, if they wanted to go to work in a place such as New York or Los Angeles, how do you feel about that? Answer: no, I want them to get married. Question: may God makes that possible, but as for work, it sounds like you want them to be in a place closer to you. Answer: yes, I want them to be not too far away from me and my husband. Question: and if not? Answer: we will see. When time comes, we will see what we will do. Question: how is family life here in Florida? Is it easy to raise a family here? Answer: it is hard to raise a Muslim family here. Question: why? Answer: not only in Florida, it is hard to raise a Muslim family anywhere in the United States because of the outside influence. If you don't take control of their education from the very beginning or religious spaces, and also to tell them what is right and what is wrong, you are going to lose them. You need to keep a very close follow-up on what they do, otherwise they will get lost. This is a very difficult country to raise a Muslim family. The outside influence is very heavy. It is always important to make stress on our religious beliefs, such as prayers, fastings, and others. questions. Do Arab and Muslim families help each other? Answer, they do. One case is that me and a Muslim friend of mine, we usually help each other, such as I take her daughter to school, she brings my children back home, and also I took her daughter to visit our homeland. I can ask her husband to help if needed. In one case, my daughter broke her arm and he's the one who contacted the doctor and made an appointment for me the same day. They truly help. Question. Are you keeping regular contacts with your family back in Albira in Palestine? Answer. I call my sister every week. I call my aunts every two weeks or whenever I have time. I don't often see my brothers in Louisiana, but I call them. Do you have family members in areas other than Palestine and America? No, I don't. Answer. Question. You as an Arab woman, how do you think that the American society is seeing Arab women in general? Answer. Very hard. For myself, I have no problem since I don't cover my hair. I have a friend who recently put on the Islamic dress and she is facing many troubles. She always hears people talking about her when she is in a shopping area. For my daughters, they wear Islamic dress because they wanted to do that themselves. Layali wanted to put this dress since she was a little girl. I told her that you should wait until you fully understand why you want to do this. I was worried that it might give them some trouble in school, although they never reported to me any problem of this kind. This friend of mine is constantly facing troubles. Me and my daughter Karima do not cover up, and for that reason we face no problem. Question. Why do you think such behaviors happen from individuals in the American society? Answer. 9/11 did not do good to no one. I don't think they were like that before 9/11, and I am not aware of any mistreatment against Muslims before that date. I think 9/11 made it difficult for Muslims here. Question. We are approaching the end of this interview. We are very pleased to be in your house today. You mentioned that you have brothers here in America. Where are they and what are they doing? Answer. My sister is back home. She is not working. My four brothers are in Louisiana. Question. Are they all in Louisiana? Answer. Yes, they are all in Louisiana. They have grocery stores. They did not go to college after finishing high school. Question. What part of Louisiana? Answer. New Orleans. Question. Were they there when Katrina struck? Answer. Yes, and my mother was there too before she passed away. They did not suffer that much of damage. I wasn't able to know what happened to them because phones were not working. I didn't know where did they go. Question, did they leave New Orleans? Answer, yes, they went to another place. I called an aunt of mine in California and she told me where they went. Question, where did they go? answer, they went to Baton Rouge in Louisiana. Thanks God, nothing had happened to them. Question, it must have been very difficult experience for them. Answer, very hard. My mother was sick. She suffered a stroke. She wasn't able to walk. It was very difficult for my brother to take care of his family and my mother at the same time. Question, did they lose anything in their business or houses? Answer, not that much of a damage. The insurance company helped them. One of my brother's stores was flooded. Question, thank you very much, Muhammad, for this interview. Answer, thank you.